KALW.
California really had gone down to near the bottom of the barrel of the 50 states, you know, lowest five.
Education funding is bouncing back from the recession.
And the proposal that's getting the most attention would put $900 million towards improving teacher quality.
We'll be talking about Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed education budget and what it means. And today we're doing things a little differently. We're going to bring you a mini episode of Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Earlier this month, Governor Gavin Newsom released his second budget since he took office. Just like the first one, it focuses on education in important and some say innovative ways. It includes more money than last year, but California still ranks low compared to other states when it comes to public education spending, especially for K through 12 schools. KLW education reporter Lee Romney joined me to explain. Hey, Lee.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. So if anyone can help us understand education funding, that's you. What did Newsom propose?
Well, Newsom is a big wonk, and he actually held a three-hour news conference to talk about his entire budget, but I promise I'll be a lot more brief.
Thank you.
His education piece for K-12 and community colleges adds about $3.8 billion over last year's total, and that may sound big, but given the need, it's not really. And it's mostly one-time funding. But it's Newsom's priorities that a lot of public education advocates are applauding.
Okay. And so what are they?
Well, I'm going to focus on K through 12 and pick a few highlights. First up, a $900 million boost for special education. And that's a huge area of need and very complex. But districts get state and federal funding for students with disabilities, but it isn't enough to educate all the special needs students, and so they have to make up the difference. And the percentage of students with special needs is climbing statewide. So Newsom's focus on this is getting a lot of positive response.
So what else is he prioritizing here?
Well, he's got a really strong focus on students who need the most support. So he specifically called out the achievement gap between African American students and the highest performing student groups, because Black students as a group are still struggling most statewide. So Newsom wants to focus on schools where we see the largest gaps. And the proposal there that's getting the most attention would put $900 million towards improving teacher quality. Part of it is earmarked for stipends for 5,000 new teachers. And those stipends would cover the cost of grad school and a credential if those teachers commit to staying in high-need, low-income schools for a while. And the overall goal is to try to get more teachers of color into the classroom.
Okay. Focusing on teachers, that's good. That's expected.
Yeah. I know. You'd think like, no-brainer. But the recession that hit back in 2008 brought on these huge teacher layoffs across California, and then followed, you know, by teacher shortages because there wasn't a rebound. So today, there are still way fewer people studying to be teachers than before the recession. And the schools that tend to get the least experienced teachers and see the highest turnover are those high-need schools that serve the largest proportion of kids of color.
So we're still seeing impacts of the recession.
Yes, but our problems actually predate that, too. So I went and pestered an expert over the holiday weekend so we'd have a guide for some of this.
John Affelt, managing attorney at Public Advocates, where I direct our education program.
Public Advocates has been litigating against the state for decades to press for an adequate and equitable public education for students. And 20 years ago, they filed suit over the fact that one out of every seven public school teachers were working with emergency credentials. So they were less experienced. And in high-need schools, there were even fewer credentialed teachers.
Okay, so those low-income schools were really taking the brunt of it.
Yes, and in some cases, actually more than a fourth of their teachers were on emergency credentials. So back then, Public Advocates pushed for a stipend identical to the one Newsom just proposed. And Linda Darling Hammond, a longtime teacher quality expert, helped them come up with it. And she is now the new president of California's State Board of Education. Newsom appointed her last year, and she's got his ear. So the hope is that these 5,000 new, fully credentialed teachers could help plug some holes we've got now, especially in math, science, special ed, and bilingual ed.
Okay. And we hear a lot that California is ranked low nationwide in per pupil spending. What's the story there?
Well, on that, all roads lead back to Prop 13. Mm-hmm. So, as many know, that's the California ballot measure from 1978 that tied property taxes to the price of the property at the time of purchase, rather than the assessed market value of a property, which generally goes up over time.
Right.
So Prop 13 essentially froze property tax revenues, and that really hurt California education funding. So AFL says that before Prop 13, California was in the nation's top 10 and sometimes top 5 states.
The public education system that was an envy of the country.
So what happened?
Well, fast forward to 2011, 2012, in the wake of the recession.
California really had gone down to near the bottom of the barrel of the 50 states, lowest 5.
Wow, that's a huge decline.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel is pretty far down. Mm. So we have been climbing back, largely due to the strength of the economy. And today, some tallies put us at about 38th place for per pupil spending and climbing, but
that hasn't gotten us out of the quagmire yet.
So how does California get back even near the top?
Well, a big study released in 2018 estimated that it would cost $26 billion more annually to adequately educate our students in California. So that requires structural reforms that will bring us budget increases we can count on year after year.
And how do we do that?
Well, as it turns out, there is a measure to reform Prop 13 that will be on the ballot in November this year. It's called Schools and Communities First, and it would lift that property tax cap for most commercial and industrial properties, not for homes. Don't freak out. The state legislative analyst says that could bring in over $4 billion per year for education. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, there are other proposals out there floating around. One suggests taxing business services, which a lot of other states do, but California doesn't.
So what's next with Newsom's proposed budget then?
Well, he'll revise it in May, and then the legislature has to vote on it. So it may change. And another thing I want to clear up for listeners, this March, there's another statewide measure on the ballot, and coincidentally, it's called Prop 13.
Mm-hmm.
kind of unlucky for those folks because it's confusing. But it has nothing to do with the Prop 13 of 1978. Mm-hmm. This Prop 13 is a $15 billion bond to modernize school facilities. So it's a facilities bond, mostly for health and safety issues like abatement of lead and mold and asbestos. So it's important for schools, but it is not that same Prop 13 that Californians have been hearing about for decades.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification, Lee.
Thank you.
That was KALW education reporter Lee Romney on a special mini episode of Cross Currents. You can find more of her reporting online at kalw.org. And stay tuned for more updates. For KALW News, I'm Hannah Baba.